This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Scott Howell.
Hello, neighbors of Cleveland and Chattanooga. Welcome to another edition of the Good Neighbor Podcast, brought to you by the Friends and Neighbors Group. My name is Scott Howell, and I'm your host. And joining me today is Thomas DeMoss at Chattanooga Property Solutions. Welcome, Thomas. Thank you for being our special guest today on the Good Neighbor Podcast.
Thank you, Scott, for having me. I'm glad to be here.
My pleasure, sir. My pleasure. Well, we're here today to talk to you a little bit about your business, get to know you a little better. Mm-hmm. So right off the top, though, I'd like to ask, would you like to share anything with us about yourself or your family?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're here in Chattanooga. Actually live in Hickson. We've got three kids. Funny, our kids, we try to involve them in our business as much as possible. We're on spring break this last week, and we went and actually took the kids over and helped clean out a house. So kind of get them involved in it, help them make a little bit of money and learn hard work.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's good to teach kids that at a young age. Yeah. Well, tell us about your business. What is it that Chattanooga Property Solutions offers to our listeners?
So what we tell people is if you have a problem property, we've got a solution. My property solution specialist, Lee Gates, oh gosh, we've got over 500 transactions within real estate, buying houses. I do have my real estate license. We use that to help folks out, but we're a home buyer to be as generic as we can. You know, we're a cash home buyer, things like that. We do make guaranteed offers, but really the folks that are looking for us, they want something that's fast, easy, and stress-free. They want to typically have an issue resolved with their home. There may be, you know, some level of distress. Maybe there's some financial issues going on. A lot of folks have inherited properties and may or may not live in Chattanooga and just don't want to deal with it.
Okay. Well, that's good to know that somebody like you out there to help out with things like that. Tell us about your journey. How did you go about getting into this type of business?
I've always liked real estate. My wife, born and raised in Chattanooga, we moved here about 20 years ago, bought our first house, really wanted to get involved with rental property and, you know, buying houses and fixing them up. I really like making houses homes for people, whether it's a rental property or us renovating a house, and now we've actually got into new construction. So we love real estate. We like providing good places for people to live. We like taking houses that may have been an issue for other people that are just sitting there. There's a lot of folks moving to Chattanooga, a lot of people trying to move in and out of Chattanooga that really sometimes don't know what to do with a problem property or it's a property they have. And we want them to call us because we can help you. We've done it all.
For people that maybe have never had a problem property before, mm-hmm. Now they find themselves in this situation and don't really know what to look for or you know, who to ask. Mm-hmm. What are some of the myths or misconceptions that you hear about what you do?
Well, here's the thing. And unfortunately in our business, it's easy to get into. If you're driving around Chattanooga, you can see a We Buy Houses sign nailed to a telephone pole. People can send you a postcard. Really, it's a low barrier to entry. And what we tell people is we're actually running a business here. We are a for-profit business, so we're not going to shy away from that. But we do things the right way. We've actually talked a lot of folks that call us into actually staying in their homes and giving them another alternative. So we want to take care of you. You know, you hear sometimes, well, they're just going to give me a lowball offer. Well, not necessarily. We're going to give you a fair offer. The number that makes sense for us makes sense for you. Like I said, first question you asked me is kind of describe our business. And a lot of people say, well, give me a cash offer. Well, sometimes money is not the biggest issue for a lot of folks that call us. It may be a time issue. They need to have, some certainty in their life of, hey, if we need to move on this date, can you guarantee that that'll happen? And we can most of the time.
Okay. All right. I'll tell you what, moving away from the business mm-hmm. side of what you do for a moment, you say you have a family, mm-hmm. your kids are involved in helping mm-hmm. out of the business. You're teaching them the meaning of work and receiving something for that work. But what do y'all do for fun?
Well, we love Chattanooga. Actually, like I said, it's spring break this past week. So we went to Cloudland Canyon, hiked around, enjoyed. We love getting out in Chattanooga. It's a beautiful city. We do love to get out and just enjoy it. So there's always something new that's happening. We went downtown to Rock the Riverfront this weekend, enjoyed that. And we love Chattanooga. There's just always something to do.
That is true. That is true. It doesn't matter the time of year.
No, it does
there's
not.
Something to do. There's a trail to hike. There's something to see, somewhere to go.
Absolutely.
You're right. It's a beautiful place. Getting a little bit more personal. Mm-hmm. Can you describe one hardship or maybe life challenge that, mm-hmm. that you rose above and can now say because of that, you're better or stronger for it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's interesting. You know, growing up, they were trying to do what we do. Getting into the real estate business is hard. A lot of folks that get into it think it's a get rich quick type of scenario. And what we've been able to do is my parents did this. I think the only reason I was able to do what I did is they taught me hard work. They taught me a good work ethic, being able to commit to what you're going to do. Do what you say you're going to do. We've had some challenges with our business. There's been some slow times. COVID was not fun being stuck inside, but we were able to overcome all that. We've still, I've been doing this buying houses now for almost 20 years. There's the normal in real estate is there is no normal. There's always something coming, whether it's new president or COVID or interest rates or whatever it may be, there's always something coming. You just better adapt to it.
What is one thing if you could shout from the rooftop to let our listeners know about your business? One theme, what would it be?
Don't wait until it's too late. We have been trying to spread that message for a long time because people that are generally contacting us, there's something going on. There's something that's happened in their life that in order to resolve it, whatever that issue is, generally it deals with the property. We've had several folks in the last couple of months that have reached out to us that have been under foreclosure, about to lose their home. And we've been able to help them. But we could do it and save them some anxiety and us some too if they would have contacted us a little bit sooner. We bought a gentleman's house a couple of weeks ago. Literally the day that we closed on it to buy, he was actually scheduled to be sold at the courthouse steps under the foreclosure auction. So, we made it happen. But everybody wants to lower their stress level. We do too. And that's where I go back to, you said one of the misconceptions is the people, you're going to take advantage of people. You're going to make them a lowball offer. That's not what we're about. We're about helping people that have property problems. And the sooner you contact us, we'll come out, meet with you. We'll share all of our experiences. We'll try to point you in the right direction. You don't have to do what we say. And what we tell people is, I think we're a great business, but what you should do is check us out. And I would encourage anybody that's in a situation of selling a house to check out who they're talking to.
How would they go about doing that, Tom?
It is super easy. The best place is to go to our website, which is ChattanoogaPropertySolutions.com. We are a Better Business Bureau member. We've got an A+ rating. So that's something that means a lot to us. We want our clients to say really good things about us when we're done. And they all have. And we've been really fortunate with that.
That's amazing. That's wonderful. Well, I tell you what, any last thoughts you'd like to add before?
No, we just want to get our story out. Like I said, if people are having an issue or thinking, about selling a property, we've got different avenues that we can help them. We're not here. We're not like some people will in our business, they'll demonize real estate agents. Well, I'm a real estate agent too. I got my license because I wanted to have another alternative to help people. Sometimes we wind up going that route, selling it on market. A lot of times we do something off the market, but either one, we can do both of them and we can do them both well.
Awesome. Wonderful. Well, it's great to know there's people like you out there that are helping folks when they got their back against the wall.
Absolutely.
But if you've never had your back against the wall before, you just don't know what we're talking about. But I've been there in life.
Absolutely.
I've been there. So good to know you're out there. Thank you for taking, sorry about my voice, sir. Thank you for taking time out of your day and being with us, Thomas. We've sure enjoyed meeting you and learning more about what you do.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to tell our story.
Our pleasure. Our pleasure. To all you good neighbors of the Cleveland and Chattanooga area, after meeting Thomas and learning more about Chattanooga Property Solutions, we hope you'll take a moment to consider all he has to offer and remember them when you need or want the services they provide. And before ending this episode, I would like to thank you all for taking time out of your busy day to visit with us at the Good Neighbor Podcast. Always remember to support the locally owned and operated businesses in the Cleveland and the Chattanooga area. They are the backbone of our community. This is Sky Howell with the Friends and Neighbors Group. Now, everyone go out and make this a remarkable day.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpcleveland.com. That's gnpcleveland.com. Or call 423-380-1984.